Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, the weekly spin-off podcast where Dad and I try and keep sane during lockdown. Now, Dad, at this point, Melbourne has emerged from Lockie D number 5. We are currently dodging the spicy cough at every given corner. And I'm sad to say that everyone's very sad to say that Sydney has been put into another 4 weeks of lockdown. How are you and Mum feeling over there?
Well, I could be very, very dishonest and say that I'm just tickety-poo and Rickapoody and a fan doogly.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But I'm not. So I woke up. You know how we talk about glass half full, glass half empty people?
And you say your glass is overflowing. But
Paul,
I guess
my glass is continually overflowing.
Mm.
But yesterday morning I woke up and I just had this twinge. And it's something I can't really describe. I sort of just sat on the side of the bed. Mm-hmm. It was dark outside. And I just had this kind of... in fact, listeners, you're the first to hear about it, and Paul, because I didn't say anything to Christine, because I don't like to bring her down, because she works in a particularly stressful, traumatic job that is emotionally incredibly demanding, so I don't like to sort of weigh her down. I mean, she's doing it tough. She hasn't seen two of her children, funnily enough, my children too. We haven't seen Anne in 2 years, and we haven't seen Mark in 2 years. 2 years is a long time.
It's pretty intense, yeah.
And when you start to get... Okay, we're both in our 60s, and everyone, it's not an Einsteinian theory, but it was pointed out to me in the last 6 months by a friend, and he explained to me, and it kind of was like being whacked in the back of the head with a brick. It was so basic, yet it's one of those things I've never thought about, and it's, of course, if you're 10 years old and 2 or 3 years are snatched out of your life,
yeah,
it's not actually that big a deal, statistically speaking. However, if you are 60 and 2 years are taken out of your life, i.e. you don't get to see your kids for 2 years, and let's hypothesize, and I hate doing this, but let's imagine you live to 80, 2 or 3 years out of 20 years is a lot more than 2 or 3 years out of 70 years.
You're making me do maths at this point.
My point being that it's a lot closer to... it's just so surreal to say this, Paul, but it's a mathematical fact that you have less time.
What you're saying is that if you have a finite period of time left on this earth and it's being gobbled up by COVID, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, and I'm sitting on the end of my bed, not on the end, on the side of my bed, and I'm sort of just thinking, and I had no control over this sort of... Paul of...
Hello.
Oh, Paul of...
yes?
It's funny, I knew you were going to say that. It's so funny. You're so quick. I love it. The repartee. But Paul...
Yep.
I just Wait. Kind of...
Oh, P-A-L-L?
For fuck's sake, Paul. anyway, a sense of something or other.
Sure.
I felt a bit sad, actually.
What you had was what I had a couple of weeks back. I was doing totally fine. And then it was sunny outside and I was trapped inside. And I just had this terrible existential weight crushing down on me. And I went, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Everything's, so
And I kind of, it's a fine line we all tread in life between sort of denying something or rationalizing or, you know, I am so positive, it almost scares me.
It's almost... Yeah, it's... But is it real? I mean, or is it a form of combustion that you use to propel yourself
things? No, no. Look, in the world of antiques, there are the... There are a couple of people that own big auction houses in Sydney that have been going... Well, some of them have been going since the mid-19th century. Now, obviously, these people are not from that period. They're the descendants.
You could have like a Dorian Gray situation going. Just don't sell those fucking paintings.
True, true. But people constantly say to me they cannot believe my level of enthusiasm. It's like kind of meeting, you know, in those time warp films where someone travels in time and then they meet someone who's now really, really old, but the old person looks at the really young person and can't believe, and they go, like in The Time Machine by H.G. Wells, and he goes into the future and they look at him and they go, hang on a sec, but you haven't aged. And that's a little bit like me with enthusiasm.
But you know what's funny is that sometimes... I worry that you think you are more enthusiastic than you are, but you're saying that, no, this is backed up by other people.
Oh, 100%. I regularly am told by people, because if you're in a business, like let's say you're a doctor for 40 or 50 years. Now, I've been dealing in antiques for 40 years, so I have these lifelong contacts, and I have watched these people get older, I was at an auction house in Sydney yesterday, as I was 40 years ago. It enthralls me. I love it. I'm very passionate. But occasionally, even I kind of, it starts to wear you down. And we've just been given another 4 weeks. And it's the Delta virus, which is horrendously contagious. Funnily enough, in the eastern suburbs where we are, we're kind of living at the moment in kind of a pretty, what appears to be a fairly safe area. But I just went down to the garbage area and I wore a mask. Then I come back inside and I forgot to take my mask off, and I actually walked out onto the balcony and people were looking at me like thinking, why is this guy wearing a mask on his balcony? And then I realized that it's becoming a part of my life.
Yeah.
And then I met up with a friend yesterday for coffee in the afternoon, and there was a little bit of sort of stress, parking, time, and I actually went to order a coffee, and I was the only person at the coffee shop outside on the on the footpath, and I forgot my mask. And I was the only person. I felt terrible, and then I was just couldn't think about placing my order for a coffee. The only thing I could think about, I became obsessed with getting back to the car and getting that mask on. So it's kind of
you know what's
surreal.
Interesting though is there was a friend of mine on Twitter who was saying that his daughter was watching Frozen 2, I think, and she was asking him why no one in the film was wearing masks, because, you know, she's like 3.5 or 4, so basically her entire life, you know, wow, with any kind of recall, she's seen people with masks.
Amazing.
And it's starting to become normal. I really hope it finishes soon. I mean, but look, speaking of masks and speaking of masks in public or the distinct lack thereof, last episode we touched on the protests, on the anti-vax protests happening in Melbourne and Sydney. Now,
you've got to tread relatively, not, I think when we talk about these really, really big topics.
Yeah.
One thing I'm always aware of, Paul, and I've always tried to be aware of this in the podcasts that we've been doing for a long time, is to be acutely aware that A, we have a lot of listeners.
Yes, we do.
B, we have a worldwide coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And C, we all have different viewpoints.
Oh, I completely respect that, but science isn't a subjective thing, and that's the problem with these.
I have a real... Paul, I was thinking about this, and I was going to come up with an example, which I have not done as my homework that I set myself. But what I wanted to do was pose a ridiculous, insane, totally out of this world, crazy, mixed up, bizarre premise. I wanted to submit that premise, and I wanted to have an A and a B, a positive and a negative. premise, submit both of them to Google. And I can guarantee you and the listeners that what you seek, you find on the internet. In other words, people that believe in something, they're not going to go and find information that's going to refute that. They're going to go out and find information to back up their own premise. Is that right?
It's called confirmation bias.
Correct. Yep. And I think everyone, look, let's take fasting, for example. I mean, if I Google negative things about fasting, all the negativity will come up. If I Google all the positive things about fasting, all the positive things will come up.
Yeah, but it's like focus group testing. What you need to actually do is go, what are the pros and cons of fasting, right?
Agree. Totally.
And then what you get is a balanced thing. But I mean, the fact is that, like, look, this is not, it's not really up for debate. The anti-vax movement is dangerous and stupid and was founded on a hoax, like a con man back in the 90s, a literal con man. I've just finished doing a shitload of it. Like, I watched a BBC documentary based on the investigative reports of the guy who actually, like, dug this guy up. This hack was hired by a lawyer to drive people towards an alternative medicine vaccine program to make money. And there was this insane series of lawsuits. The whole thing has been completely discredited, and it's literally just, it started this movement, which is, it's like it's killing children.
But also, I concur, but I think what one needs to realise is that with the Sydney situation last weekend, there were numerous groups within the mass. There were lots and lots of different groups. There were people that were frustrated. I mean, imagine being a tradesman.
I just want people to really understand the frustration I get. I mean, the government should be paying people to stay at home, basically. It's been proven that works. You pay people to stay home, right? Mm. And you vaccinate the shit out of them, and that's it. But the fact is that people aren't being, especially in specific areas of work, aren't being financially supported the way they should be. So they're sitting there going, well, I have to work. Mm. And then they're on Facebook and they're getting fed this toxic bullshit by misinformation idiots. And then, so it's, you know, I don't blame people for being frustrated, and financially, no one really is being properly supported right now. So I get that side of things, and I get that people's industries have been shut down. Believe me, I'm in Victoria. Like, I get the frustration about lockdowns. Mm. I've got, like, the entire arts sector got completely gutted.
Terrible.
You know, like, completely gutted, practically zero fucking support. And that's, you know, so I understand. I've got friends who are, you know, unemployed now. Mm. But, you know, at the same time, if the reason you are marching is that you think vaccines give people autism, then you're a fucking idiot.
But my point was that there are lots of groups within that 3,000 who had differing views about, there may have been people that have been vaccinated that just were there for, I mean, I just couldn't believe that people brought their children along to a situation that became very much out of control, very violent, and I think that was irresponsible.
So bringing your children during a pandemic into an unmasked mass of people breathing heavily and kind of in close contact.
I didn't even see it from that perspective, Paul. I saw it from the perspective of subjecting young children to very traumatic events.
Absolutely.
If I had have subjected you three kids when you were little to, I just think that's grossly irresponsible for that type of, when you've got some really hardcore people within that that sort of group, and the word on the street up in Sydney is that there's going to be another mass demonstration this Saturday, and for listeners that'll be tomorrow if they're in Australia when you're listening, and you know the police are doing everything they can. And the police did make it very, very clear to everybody prior to this event last week that they are very much into people being able to demonstrate. That it's almost a tradition in Sydney and Melbourne where you have demonstrations all the time. However, you know, the police don't just pull this thing out of their ass and go, well, you know, we're just going to say no. No, it was based on public health orders set down by people. And Paul, one of the great analogies that I like to use, and I've probably said it to you before, but I need to say it again, and I had a bit of not an argument, but I was having a discussion with someone at an auction house, and he has clearly said, you know, he's just not getting vaccinated. And yet his business is about to close because of this very problem. I just said, why aren't you going to get vaccinated? And he's, because I said, look what's happening to your business. You're on the verge of collapse. And he said, well, I'd heard something on an American site. And I said, what site was that? And he told me, and it was fairly obscure. And I just said to him, look, I said, if you have a sore tooth, I said, who do you go and see? And he said, well, I go to the dentist. I said, well, why don't you see a plumber or an electrician? Why would you put your faith in a dentist? What, could it be because they know about teeth? So I said, I always default in my life to the experts. And in this particular case, the experts are the medical people. Although, I guess I have a slight problem with one of the things that I hear a lot lately, and that is that the media are continually saying, in relation to people that are, say, under 40, go and see your doctor and get advice. Now, Paul, that's a weird thing to say, because who goes to their doctor to get advice about something? You've got to pay for it. And then, do you know what I'm saying?
If you find a kind of bulk bill place.
A lot of places don't around here. And I just think, are people really prepared just to fork out $80 up front, go and sit with a doctor to discuss something? And with no sort of definite outcome, to me that was a little bit unusual, I thought.
That if there were enough vaccines, if the federal government hadn't completely fumbled this thing, you would go and sit down. The vaccination program would be like the testing program, where you queue up, you know, you just go and you queue up around the block, and sure, you have to wait a little. How many times have you and Mum been tested so far?
I've been tested 6 times, and it's pretty radical.
But you go and do it, right? You go to a center, you do it, they ask you some questions, they check to make sure you're okay, you get kind of put through these little stages, and then you leave with a certificate and you're done. That's what the vaccination programs are like in other countries. That's what it should be like. It shouldn't be that you have to go... It's
difficult. This whole thing about... I think it's fair to say that a lot of countries, a lot of people are learning on the run. And with the benefit of hindsight for, God forbid if this, or maybe even when this happens again, in a completely new sort of whole, you know, construct, hopefully we will be more, sort of able to, I mean, I was sitting down last night thinking about this whole thing and thinking what we could have done, but I don't actually think that's that helpful. I mean, it's okay to think about it and perhaps compartmentalize and store it for another time, but it's not fair to continually blame. I think blame's really, really uncool. I think it's a really tough one.
I know it's a complex
and people need hope. People need hope.
No, I know.
You know, I'm thinking this 4 weeks. I mean, is that going to be enough? I mean, people need these. You need goals. I guess it's like, I mean, imagine if you started at a company and they said to you, look, John, or look, Paul, you're going to work here forever. And you'd go, forever? And they say, yeah, that's right. You're going to work forever. As opposed to saying, look, at the age of 55 or 60, if you stay here, you're going to get, you're going to be able to retire, whatever that means. And people like to have goals. That's, I guess, why people like weekends, because you can think to yourself, I'll work hard during the week, and then sort of have that little sort of something to look forward to, like holidays, for example.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan,
turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I mean, holidays are just mind-blowing. The thought of going somewhere, seeing friends and family, and it's just so exciting. But when you've got kind of... I guess that's why they've said 4 weeks. So people have got this... But it's a dicky one, because imagine you get to 4 weeks and they go, you know what, it didn't work. And at 11 o'clock every day, listeners, in Sydney... Premier, she makes an announcement, and sometimes Christine and myself are walking together and we both sort of look at each other, and Christine says, I just can't look at it. And then I'll have a look at it, then she'll say to me 20 minutes later, oh, well, what are the numbers? And I go, you don't really want to know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's like this daily kind of thing, but I guess on a positive, we've got the Olympic Games, which is absolutely just, it's so wonderful. And with a lot of people at home, and just everyone for your information, my two businesses, Picture Hanging and Antiques, have literally ground to a halt. I literally am getting no calls, no emails, which is kind of, it's a little bit weird, but I totally understand why people in Sydney would not have me coming into their houses.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand, I mean, it's, we're all rooting for Sydney, and it's very tricky. I mean, Tegan and I looked at our kind of calendars, and in Melbourne, in the CBD, we've been in lockdown for 6 months. Wow. As in, we've spent 6 months since COVID started in lockdown, often with a time limit on when we're allowed to leave the house. Mm. Like, you know, there's a kind of distance limit, and our half of our gigs being cancelled. And like, I completely get it. It's just really important to find ways to kind of stay sane, for lack of a better word, and just like keep reaching out to people. I know that we can't actually have people over to our house and we can't visit other people right now, but we are allowed to go and exercise outdoors. So this weekend, we've got a bunch of friends. We're going to go for a big hike together along the Yarra and just try and kind of reconnect. It's just a small group. You know, it's within the limit, and we're going to kind of keep distance from each other and wear masks, but just to be able to be around other people, because we have been through the fucking ringer. And I don't see this ending completely anytime soon. And the reason we're harping on about vaccines is because the only way to get back to normalcy is actually to just, you need herd immunity. You need more people vaccinated. I mean, on the OECD, which is the list of like, countries who have got a, now look, the OECD, which is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, basically is this organization, and they rank countries based on their, you know, kind of healthcare and vaccinations. And percentage-wise, we are dead last behind every single country on their list. I mean, we're below South Korea. Like, we are right at the bottom. We're at 13.51% as of the 27th of July. But look, this is not meant to be some sort of PSA episode. There's probably a lot of people out there who've got contrary opinions who are getting a little irritated. The point is that Dad and I have basically been doing this show, this specific show, this spin-off, Loose Ends, as a way of coping with lockdowns and with the country being in this kind of COVID situation. And we've just clocked 70 episodes of this spin-off show, and it's still going. So I think it's pertinent to kind of check in and go, like, where are we mental health wise?
And you know, we always try and be very positive, Paul. And but it's nice to also let people know that we're human. And I'm sure we've demonstrated that many, many times.
Well, look, I think that's enough complaining about, and you know what, being a little bit negative about COVID and about all this lockdown stuff. I think the upshot is, please, like, if you're going to take away anything from this absolute ramble of an episode, is that you just need to check in on people and try and be positive and just understand that everyone's going through a lot of garbage right now.
I know. Paul, also, I got to do one of my signature dishes last night.
Did you just?
You haven't seen it on Instagram?
Oh, you made sausages?
Yeah, Paul, it was the technique. I moved them round the pan.
That's not a dish, you twonk. He got sausages, put them in a pan, and then kind of tossed
Paul,
them around.
Why do you oversimplify things?
Because you can't call sausages in pan signature dish.
Well, then there was the signature dish before.
Uh-huh.
Called rissoles. Anyway, we won't talk about that, but
no,
I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, see, there's all kinds of things you can do to stay sane. One is, you know, claiming that you have a signature dish when in fact you're just cooking sausages in a pan. Go and check out Dad's Insta story to see if this signature dish is Bon Appetit worthy. Anyway, enough ribbing, enough razzing. We're going to try and have a really fun weekend and try and take our minds off this global pandemic. Please be good to each other. We hope you're all doing well. Tune in next Tuesday for another episode of Loose Units. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you soon. Bye, everyone.
Cheerio.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.